Supreme Court sides with Walmart. 1.6 million women can't pursue a class action case claiming sex discrimination. But the plaintiff's attorney says that's not the last word.
Instead of one national class case, Walmart's going to face tens of thousands of individual cases. And those cases are expensive to litigate. Those cases are going to present problems for them around the country.
Translation from the lead plaintiff, Betty Dukes.
I don't see by any means that the war is over.
On battles and wars, class actions and corporations, Walmart dodges a bullet in the Supreme Court. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Tuesday, July 21st, the first day of summer. It's the summer solstice.
And Walmart has dismissed class, or at least the class action suit. Let's get a check in the morning's top news. You've heard of too big to fail. Is Walmart too big to assail in court? The Supreme Court has made mounting a large-scale gender discrimination claim against a huge company like Walmart much more difficult. Too big to sue might be the takeaway. Yesterday's 5-4 decision along ideological lines means class actions now have to show that a nationwide policy or practice hurts all of the plaintiffs in common. When it comes to the Walmart case, the ruling means the 1.5 million women claiming gender discrimination will have to fend for themselves in individual lawsuits. Plaintiff's attorney Brad Seligman says Walmart will not get the last word.
They should be careful what they ask for, because one result in the Walmart case is instead of one national class case, Walmart's going to face tens of thousands of individual cases.
There was another Supreme Court ruling yesterday. The justices unanimously rejected a lawsuit by states and conservation groups who want to force cuts in greenhouse gas emissions through the courts. The ruling says no, the Environmental Protection Agency, not the courts, has the authority to reduce emissions. We'll talk about the impact of both decisions in just a few minutes.
President Obama will move the nation a step closer to ending the war in Afghanistan tomorrow night. He'll lay out his timeline for U.S. troop reduction. White House officials tell our partner, the New York Times, the president will likely pull out the 30,000 troops deployed last year during the surge out by the end of next year, but we don't know how soon and how fast. In Iraq, two car bombs exploded this morning outside a provincial governor's house, killing 22 people and wounding dozens more. In Libya, NATO says one of its unmanned drones has disappeared, but NATO denies reports that an attack helicopter has gone down. And this morning, Syrian President Bashar Assad ordered a general amnesty for all crimes committed so far during the uprising against him. That's another attempt to calm months of protests against his rule and the government crackdown. The opposition says it's committed no crimes.
Motorcycle riding John Huntsman plans to officially jump into the race for Republican presidential nomination today, weeks after quitting as President Obama's ambassador to China. Huntsman is a former two-term governor of Utah. Ken Melson, acting director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, will reportedly resign in the wake of the controversy over that Operation Fast and Furious. In the operation, buyers were allowed to purchase large numbers of automatic weapons, many of which just ended up into the hands of Mexican drug cartels.
The Greek government faces a key confidence vote today while more mass protests take place in Athens. If the prime minister survives today's votes, he faces the more difficult task of getting parliament to back another round of spending cuts. Without those cuts, Greece will not get its bailout money from the EU, and without that bailout, Greece will default on its debts. Asian European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,080, the S&P at 1,278, the NASDAQ at 26.29. We'll get more details on yesterday's Supreme Court rulings, both on Walmart and on greenhouse gas emissions, in just a few minutes. But later this hour, the intersection of unemployment and your kid's report card. Our friend and financial contributor Beth Koblander will join us to talk about it. But start this conversation with us. Has the economic downturn actually turned up in your kid's grades? Robert from Tacoma, Washington writes, a real band teacher was laid off. School district put a choir teacher who doesn't know instruments in charge of the band. Most of the students lost interest in band because of this. Many will not go on to band in high school because of that. What's your story? Were teachers laid off? Classes cut? Resources went away? Are you seeing the unemployment rate reflected in your kids' grades? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.